Hello, everybody. Hey, here we are again. It's been like a few weeks, but we're back with another Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. And let me tell you what, this is one of the best places on the internet to get important information about hypnosis, some free hypnosis training, and delivered, hopefully, in a fun and entertaining way. How's it going with you, Celeste?
Hey, everybody. It is so good to see you again. Seems like a long time since we've all been together. And we have a really good program today. We have a whole new program. We got so many keys. We got new keys.
Watch it. Go ahead and spill the beans. Tell them what we're going to do today.
Well, today we have the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget. Now, I think this is going to go over really big because a lot of people just want to do it in the most frugal way as possible. That's certainly the way that I've wanted to do it. And so I got a lot of good information for you that I think you're going to like. And even if you aren't especially trying to be on a budget, it's always good to know some of these things because with the economy, you know, going up and down and you never know what it's going to do. You never know when you want to draw on some frugal ideas. Have them in your back pocket.
That's right. I think that everyone, no matter where they're at, if they're beginner, intermediate, advanced, if they've got a super hypno center going, they can all benefit from, you know, some inexpensive tidbits. That's what I think.
Me too. And I've got some and I'm ready. I'm armed and ready to help you save money and get started practicing hypnosis successfully.
All right. Good. Hey, before I get on with the announcements, and I got a whole bunch of announcements because, you know, it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since we've done one of these. I heard you reached a goal.
Oh,
you've been
yes.
writing it on our Five Pathers group. You want to share what it is?
Yeah, you know, gosh, I doubled my income, Cal, just by setting a goal. Let's see, in April, I only had about 8 clients, and so I thought maybe I just need to set a goal. And so I set a goal of 16 clients at $650. And right up to the last minute, it was kind of sketchy as to whether I was going to make the goal. And I finally got number 16, the very last appointment on the very last day of the month. That was for May. I did the same thing again this month, only I set my goal for 16 clients at $750. I did not get 16 clients at $750, but I got several at $750, and I've really actually surpassed my goal. And this month, I think I have 20 clients already. Now, the most of them, for some reason, 2.5 weeks in this month, no one was calling. But then all of a sudden, about 3 days ago, the phone started ringing. And I've got most of my clients that I've booked this month. Actually, they're going to be doing the hypnosis sessions next month. And so I have already on the books about 11 new clients in June. But I'm counting them because I'm counting them as reaching my goal in May. Oh, wait. Yeah, May. Because I want to, because I did actually book them, but yes, I think I got confused because April I had a goal of 16 clients, and May I had a goal of 16 clients, and I surpassed that goal in May, and I met it in April just by setting a goal.
That's fantastic. You know, one of the things that I'm excited to hear about this is when you're talking about number of clients, you're not talking number of sessions, right? You can multiply that by, you know, how many on average?
Probably about 5 sessions, 6 sessions on average.
That's right. So if you say you've got, I don't know, 15 clients in a month, then that's going to be 45 to maybe even 55 or 60 sessions, right?
Yeah, that's right. Each client I see about 5 or 6 times. And I do have a couple of clients, or at least one that I can think of, that is coming over from the probably he's been with me for a while. He comes every 2 weeks and he just likes coming. So I got a couple of those that do come too. So yeah, I'm pretty busy and I swear I doubled my income, doubled the amount of clients I was seeing just by setting the goal. Because when you set a goal, all of a sudden, you're just more aware of what you're not doing right, and you try just a little bit harder in little things. For instance, just handing out more business cards to the clients that you have and planting the seed for referrals. I got lazy about that and a lot of other little things.
Well, good. Well, you know, we should probably, Maybe that's one of the things we'll talk about, or maybe you should have included in your 10 keys, because that's pretty cheap just to set a goal, right?
That is very cheap, and it's not one of the keys, but maybe it can be the 11th key, kind of like you had an 11th key.
Ah, good idea. So we'll revisit it, put it on your list, and we'll revisit it, maybe go into some more detail about it on that episode. How's that sound?
That sounds like a really good idea. I'm writing it down right now.
Good, good. All right, I got tons of announcements. I'm going to try to get through these. I think everyone's going to like these announcements because it doesn't just have to do with me. It has to do with you. I'm looking for something. Hey, you know, if you ever go, everything, if you're watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, you want to go there because right below this video down there is all the links and some references and extra text about each episode. And when you're there, I want you to look over in the top right-hand corner and you'll see a map that looks like this. And it is the cluster map. And the cluster map, each one of those little red dots, like that's the United States right there. If you notice, those little red dots, those are our visitors. And so those little red dots, that represents you. And then over here, we've got Europe and we got Asia. Look at that. So once in a while, when you're on calbanion.com, click on the little map like this in the right upper right-hand corner and see if you can find yourself. And if there's a place where there's no dot and you know somebody, tell them about this broadcast, this netcast, and they can get in on the action. How's that sound, Celeste?
That sounds just wonderful. I'm in.
Cool. All right, couple more announcements. Oh my goodness, I've got a lot of them. First, the affiliate program is working. As a matter of fact, we've got Danny now, who's our full-time affiliate manager. If you want some help with getting our affiliate program hooked into your website or how to use it with email, give us a call. And our phone number is 714-258-8380, and Danny and also Taylor, one of our IT team members, they're going to help you get it set up. And what we can do is we can get you this passive income. You just get this stuff installed on your website correctly, and then when people click on it and they enroll in one of our classes, one of our trainers' classes, or get one of our products, you get a percentage. And gosh, you could make $470-something or $80-something just by putting a link in an email. Isn't that right, Celeste?
Oh, yeah, you can make money that way for sure. I recommend that.
Good. So check it out. I'll put a link right down there so you can get more information on that. And my weight release project is going really great. Last time I said I was impressed. Now I'm more than impressed. Right now, I've slimmed down. It's like the Wayback Machine. I'm right now slimmer than I've been in at least 15 years. So I'm so excited about that. We're integrating it into our hypnosis practice whenever it's a good match. And what's really revolutionary about this is one of the challenges that all hypnotists have is after you've seen your client the 4, 5, or 6 times or whatever you do, then you basically say sayonara and have to be another client. We can teach you how to integrate consumables into your practice. And that means that, gosh, if they like the products, and so far everyone's really liking them, they just buy them month after month after month, and that gives you a continuity of income. So again, I'll put a link down there. But the best thing to do is just email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com, and we'll get a bunch of information out to you. We got another secret project. I'm like the master of the secret projects. I got another one. No one's even heard about it yet. It's only been here, but I'm working on 2 new training videos that I expect will be out in the next few weeks, and I'll announce them here, so stay tuned. Let's see. Check out my websites for my training schedule at hypnosiscenter.com. I'm looking at my master schedule up there. In June, we've got a training coming up for Ultimate Recognition 6 through 9. In July, we've got the Banyan NGH Super Course, which is the certification course in hypnotherapy with 5-path and 7-path. In August, of course, we've got the NGH convention. We'll see you there. And also brand new, first time I've ever announced it, is 7th Path teacher's course. There's a lot of people out there who are seven path practitioners who say, I'd really like to get training and be able to teach my friends, my clients, seven path, and we're going to be introducing that. It's going to be a 5-day course, August 18th through 22nd. And by the way, I know that some of you guys will be watching this video next year, whatever, 5 years down the road. Always just go to hypnosiscenter.com, and you can always get my training schedule there. We also have it on hypnosis.org.com. We've got another super course. That's our Banyan Hypnosis, NJH approved hypnotherapy and hypnosis certification course in October for 2 weeks. And we've got a week of power. If you're already certified and you want to add 5-path and 7-path to your practice, we've got one of those going on in November. Jeez, it's such a busy month. And Celeste is going to have her school open soon. Isn't that right, Celeste?
That's right. I passed the state inspection, the visit at your facility, and got real excited about that. And I thought, surely in no time I'm going to have the license. Well, I still have a few more papers to fill out, evidently, a few more things to finish. But I am even closer than ever, and it is getting really exciting. And by the way, I am going to the NJH. I got my airfare, I got my tickets, I got my hotel all lined up. I am so excited to meet you. So please come out to the NJH convention. It's going to be a great time. Lots of good learning going on. If you're an NJH member, you probably got this booklet in the mail. You can learn, see it in the, here and learn in here all the wonderful courses you can take. This is going to be just incredible. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be so fun, and we might just take a video camera and do a bootleg hypnosis, etc. episode while we're there. How's that sound?
A sneaky secret one. I love it.
Okay, let's see. Also, when you're on calbanyan.com, always check in the upper left-hand corner because I've got my weekly specials. You can save on training, you can save on products, all that kind of stuff. Here's another interesting thing. I just posted a teleconference I did just a few days ago with a bunch of our UK grads, and we talk about some advanced hypnosis techniques. That's on a website I don't talk about very much. It's on www.5-path.com. So 5-path, P-A-T-H.com. And you'll just go at the bottom left-hand corner, it says recordings. And I'm going to start, once in a while, I'll do a supervision teleconference, and I'll just post it there. And I talk about things like advanced age regression techniques. We even talk about some weird stuff like spirit attachments and stuff like that. So make sure you check that out. That's on 5path.com. Also, here's some big news. Also on calbanyan.com, we have two new podcasts since our last Hypnosis Etc. podcast, and they're also posted on hypnosis.org in the Meet the Pros area, and that is, I did a very special, I'm so honored to have done this, interview by telephone, all recorded, with Dr. Dwight Damon, and he talks about some, you know, recent history, like since the NJH got started and just before the NJH got started, what was going on in the world of hypnotism. And we just talk about hypnosis and the NJH and stuff like that. And it's really, really interesting. And then the latest thing, this was a lot of fun, just did this a couple of days ago, day before yesterday or something like that, with Reverend Dr. Scott Giles. Now, he's the one that He's a real reverend, and he's a real hypnosis professional. He's a big wig with the NJH. He's what they call a diplomate. There's only 12 of those in the world. It's the highest rank or title that you can carry in the National Guild of Hypnotists. And we do a really neat little seminar. Mainly he does it. I just, you know, ask questions and stuff on hypnosis and Christianity. I'm really excited about this teleseminar because sooner or later, if it hasn't happened to you already, you're going to run across someone that wants your services but isn't sure if they can do it because being a Christian. And in this, he talks about the do's and don'ts about helping people who are Christians and how to approach them. He even talks about some of the religious, the parts of Christianity. What do we call it? There's like the Lutherans and the different, what do you call it? Denominations. That's it. Denominations that are very open to hypnosis. And he also mentions one or two or three that there's just no way. If they're a devout member of that particular domination, boy, is that a slip. Denomination, then they're just not going to be able to do it. So it's really, really good. Go there. It's on calbanion.com and also on hypnosis.org, O-R-G, and that is in the Meet the Pros section. Okay, we talked about the NGH convention, and then special note, Dr. Will Horton's NLP class at our center is being rescheduled. It's totally my fault. I got a conflict that I wasn't aware of, and so I've asked him to reschedule it, and we're working on that right now. As soon as we know, we'll blast it out to all the Yahoo groups, and we'll post it here on calbanion.com. All right. Whew. Thank you for your patience. Now, Celeste, let's see how many of the 10, let's get right into the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget.
You know what? It's just great to be updated because we have had some time off where we haven't been able to do this. And when that happens, there's just so many things that we can't wait to talk to you about. And so I'm sure glad to hear some of this stuff, Cal. Some of these things I didn't know. I think the Seventh Path Teacher's course is awesome. Love that idea. But I guess it is time now to get on to the meat and potatoes of this program, which is the 10 keys to starting your successful practice, hypnosis practice, on a budget. And why are we doing this? Well, because, you know, a lot of people, when they start a new career, or they start a business, especially if they start for the first time, they tend to not really think ahead and they get themselves in trouble. So whether you're going to start a small practice or you're going to open a center, you really need to think about some things before you get started, and because you want to be successful. And I know from personal experience, because I had about three other hypnosis businesses that I started and they failed. And it's because I didn't know a lot of the things that I've learned about, you know, just making things work in my business. And so one of the first things, in my opinion, that you want to do is you want to first determine what your budget is. How much money do you have to spend? And one of the things that will help you determine that is you want to kind of gauge your comfort zone when it comes to risk, you know, because you could actually lose some money, you know. And so you know, are you taking your money that you're going to start the practice with out of savings or an IRA? So just think about, you know, worst case scenario, what could happen here. And then the other thing is are you going to put some things on credit? So you want to just look at where you're going to get the funds to start, because you will need a little bit of money. Now, you don't need a lot. You know, you can actually just use all the stuff that you have at home and just pass out flyers and see who shows up at the door. You know, that will probably get you some clients, and then do some other things that we're going to get into later. But I started my hypnosis practice with about $1,500 after I got my training. I believe that training is part of the whole thing, but since I started on the first of the year and I had my training earlier, I sort of didn't count that. Another way that you want to, you know, really gauge your budget is you want to look at your market. You want to look at where you're going to have your practice, and you want to make sure, you know, that the people can afford it, and that if it's worth, you know, having a big practice there, small practice there. You don't want to get into a big building and with several offices and start hiring hypnotists when the area might not support it. Anything you want to add to all that, Cal, so far?
Wow, I think that, you know, I can tell you, so you're going to talk about the inexpensive way, and I can talk about the expensive way. When I first started, Maureen and I, who's my wife and is the general manager, we decided to do this, and we went out and we rented a retail place. We got a lease on it, and we did all our calculations, and we figured we could do what we want to do for $16,000. And that included building out the whole 2,000 square foot facility and furnishing it and everything. And then a couple years later, we did some calculation, and by the time about 2 years had passed, we'd invested about $80,000 into our business. So, you know, you know, there's many ways to do it. And of course, if I knew then what I know now, I could have accomplished things a lot less expensively. And that's where, you know, we've got Celeste. Most people don't want or can't put $16,000 to $80,000 into getting a business started. But on the other hand, I do want to mention that notice we estimated $16,000 and probably in the first year invested about $50,000. You might run over your initial investment. So, you know, have a little padding I would recommend. How about that, Celeste?
I think that's an excellent idea. And because I also, you know, it's so exciting that you end up wanting to try this little thing to see how it will work in your business and try that little thing or get this training and that training. And so you gotta really, you know, think about it. Talk to some people who have some experience and ask them, do I need this or do I need that? I wish I'd had that at the time when I first started. Of course, I did have a lot of help from Cal and Maureen, but I went on and, you know, just I did end up spending more money than I wanted to, even in a home business. But still, my business, which I started in my apartment, and I always like to say three flights up by the dumpster, because it was. I started up in this, you know, apartment that was pretty old, not the best place I'd want to go to get a hypnosis session. To my surprise, people came, and my goal was just to make enough money to contribute to my house, my half of our household budget. And the first month I almost did, and then by the second and third month I really did. And after that I was able to feed the monster, is what I call it. When I feel really happy with it, I say feed the baby, which is my business. You have to keep feeding your business to keep it growing, you know, some kind of way, be it advertising or something, or you know, printing up your cards or something. So you're making two kinds of money. One is to feed the baby, and the other one is, you know, to live on. And so my business in that little apartment, I was able to do both, and almost right away. And so I'm going to give you some of the keys as we move through them. You're going to see how I did it, and you'll see how you can do it. Because if you, like I said, I had other businesses before, and I made some mistakes. And after I did it the way that Cal and Maureen taught me, and also some other things that I knew, I was able to pull it off. And so I want to share this with you. So the first thing, key number one, determine your budget. And inside of that whole frame of mind, you have to determine what you're comfortable with losing, because you can lose money. You have to determine where you're going to get the money from. I put a website that I developed on a credit card. I took about $4,000 out of an IRA to get really good training, and then I overbought, but I really didn't. I bought more materials for any sort of research or reference that I needed, as I was going to be learning, and I knew that I didn't know everything right off. I was going to be learning and growing, and also continued education products that, as I had time, I would be able to pull them out of the closet and I wouldn't have to go searching for them. So I spent about $4,000 on airfare and getting to the training and hotel and buying products and just getting that part set up so that I knew what I was doing. Plus $50 of that was my business training, which has paid off exponentially, and we'll talk about that as we move through the 10 keys too. And so after I spent all of that money, then that was in the fall of 2005, then I decided that I was definitely going to open my practice on January 1st, 2006. And I wanted to do it different and better than I ever had before, and I had to make a decision to spend even more money. So at some point when you're going to do your business, you got to make a decision that, you know, you're just going to spend this money, whatever it is, and just do it and do your best and don't look back. So I decided I was going to spend even more money, and for once have a good website, because everything was pointing to the, what, you know, people's businesses moving. Well, they are. In 2005, everybody who was anybody was on the internet, and I needed to be there too. I finally just threw up my hands and said, this must be a key thing. So I spent $1,000 on a website, and I did a lot of research and made it look like it was, to me, I think it was the best looking website in Dallas for hypnosis. You know, and that's what you want to do. You want to look at all your competition and decide how you want your design to look. And then I spent about another $500 on, you know, things like paper clips and file folders and a chair and stuff like that. So, you know, determine your budget, get real comfortable with what you're going to be spending. Don't make the mistake of here's what people do. They make money. You can either make money to feed your life and your family, or you can make business. Let's see, how would I say this? You can make money that you're just going to have to keep putting it back into the business. So you want to have extra. So you want to have money to put into the business. You want to make money to put in the business. But if all of your money you're having to keep putting back into the business, then that's not the way I wanted to go the first year. A lot of people do that the first year or two in a new business. And then they expect that they're finally going to start making money, maybe in the second year if they're lucky, or on down the line. I wanted to start making money right away, so I kept my costs really low. And I think that you can do this too. Any other things you want to add, Cal?
Well, what I really like about this is, you know, we're going to be going, you are going to be going step by step about how anyone, whether they got a big budget or low budget, can start seeing clients. Let's say that you invested, you know, with travel and lodging and the tuition, $3,000 in a course, $3,500. Then you have another $1,500 in office supplies and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and another $1,000 in marketing. So, you know, maybe you got $7,500 in. That very soon, it's not how many clients you got to see to start covering that. It kind of depends on how much you're charging, but that's $7,500. So if you're charging $100, just as a round number, 75 clients in, the rest is all profit. So I think that's a really great way to go. So I'm excited. I think I'm going to make this required listening for all of my students, because I think this is going to be a really good way for them to have confidence so they can get started.
Well, we already are at about 20 minutes into this thing, so I think we should probably start the second key on the next episode. How do you feel about that, Cal?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got us time to add about, 25, 26 minutes. So let's go ahead and wrap this up for this episode, and then we will proceed to go through all these 10 keys over these next few episodes. And why don't you wrap it up?
Okay, and listen, the next key is gonna be about the things you do need to spend money on. I got a whole list of things, just from basic to really important big things. And so if you have never started a hypnosis practice before, you definitely wanna tune into the next episode, which is gonna encompass key number 2 on starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget. Okay, I'm Celeste Hackett. I look forward to seeing you next time. This is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be fun, because these next few episodes, Celeste is going to do about 99% of the work, and I can just sit back. Okay, this is Cal Banyan reminding you that the home place of this video with all the good stuff down below is at calbanyan.com. I want you also to visit, I don't know if I announced this yet, you can get a free directory listing for your practice at hypnosis.org. And I think by the time that this video gets posted, we're going to have some premium also listings available. Just do a search for Celeste Hackett, because we're going to use her as an example of a premium listing. Yay! And that's it for me, Cal Banyan. Remember to go to our hypnospace.com. That's it. I'm quiet now. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.